Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hey, everyone.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about DC Fandom 2021. So we did an episode about this last year in their first ever DC Fandom. They didn't have that much to show last year from memory because a lot of the stuff was just in like production.
I thought they had more last year than this year.
Well, it felt like this year they should have had more than what they had. I thought they would show a bit more than what they had. But yeah, last year it was kind of understandable. But I think last year they spent a lot of time on Wonder Woman 1984 as well, which was about to come out. So they had footage for that and everything.
This year they also spent lots of time on Wonder Woman 84. They just showed the whole movie.
Yeah, there's
well, it was 2.5 hours of the movie.
Yeah, so the whole event went for about 4 hours. It started at 4 a.m. our time, so I didn't watch it live. I'm sure you didn't either.
No, I did watch it last year live. I remember that.
Yeah.
But this year I'm like, was it worth it last year? So I'm just not going to do it.
And last year I think it started a bit later, right? It wasn't like 4 a.m. I felt like
It was early. It was 6 or 5, I think, even.
But it went into like our morning, so we could watch the end of it. But here I think it finished at like 8, so we didn't have much time to actually watch it. But I watched the replay and I skipped through most of their segments. There was some stuff that I
skipped through all of Wonder Woman 84.
Well, they did have this Wonder Woman 80 year thing, which went for about 20 minutes, like 80 year celebration with Patty Jenkins and who's the lady, that Linda Carter, is it, who played Wonder Woman in the TV show? Yeah. So they had a segment for that, but basically they went through all the movies that are going to come out in the next year and then also TV shows and animated shows. So we'll break down some of them. I didn't watch all the segments, but we'll break down the main ones.
I watched none of the segments, so.
So,
no, but I know what happened.
So we got Black Adam.
Because I saw Wonder Woman 84 last year, so I know what happened.
Okay. So we got Black Adam, Aquaman. There's an Aquaman mini-series. There's the Suicide Squad game, which they showed a bit of last year, but there was a bit more footage this year as well. There's a Peacemaker TV show. There's all the, like, the DC TV.
The CW-verse.
Yeah. So there's all of those shows, like Superman and Lois and Supergirl and
Flash. Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, Doom Patrol. All of those.
Other stuff.
Skip through all of those. Like, I watched bits and pieces of those, but I don't watch those shows, so I don't know much about
them. Yeah, we don't care about those, so we're not going to go through that.
And then there was The Flash. So they had a I think they're still filming that. So they didn't have too much to show there, but there was a little sneak peek that they showed. And then they talked about a Blue Beetle movie, I think. It's either a movie or TV show that's coming to
It's HBO a movie. Max. It's a movie, yeah. With Zolo Mariana. He's in Cobra Kai.
the guy playing him?
The guy playing Blue Beetle, yeah.
Yeah.
He was there, wasn't he? I think he was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Did you see
him? Yeah, they talked about his character and how he's like Mexican-American and...
In Cobra Kai.
Is he Mexican-American in Cobra Kai? Well, he looks Latino, so...
Yeah. He is, yeah.
Then there's a Gotham Knights game.
That was also last year. They had that last year.
Yeah, so they showed a bit more of that with the Court of Owls. They talked about the Batwoman / Batwing show, which, again, I don't follow much of. There's a Catwoman animated movie. There's all these animated movies, actually, that are coming up next year. There's this year there's Injustice, the movie. And then next year there's, I think there's five other animated movies that are coming out as well. We get to Batman-related stuff. So, firstly, there's a competitor for us. There's a Batman podcast that's going to be coming out. It's called Batman Unleashed, and Winston Duke is playing Batman. It's a Spotify series. So, apparently, it's coming
out. Winston Duke is playing Batman.
Yes.
Well, in the podcast.
He's voicing Batman, yeah.
Is it like a podcast where Batman is doing the podcast? Is he like, crime? Crime was too much in Gotham today.
And he gets like different villains on.
I wish I could have got the Joker. But we just ended up getting the Riddler today.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of podcast it is.
Welcome, Riddler. is that what it is?
Yeah, and he interviews different, like he catches different villains every episode and then he interviews them. I don't
today
know what
we got
is.
The Penguin.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. It could be like that. Remember that Wolverine podcast where it was basically like a story, but in a podcast.
Okay, yeah.
So I think it's
fair enough.
Winston Duke, interesting. We'll see.
Who's Winston Duke?
M'Baku from Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
It's called Batman Unburied, I think it's called. Something like that.
I think you just called it Batman Unleashed. Just before you said Batman Unleashed.
No, I think I can't read my own writing. I think it's Unburied.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's Batman Unburied. Yes, yeah. And it's got Barbara Gordon in it as well. Like, they had a cast of other people that were going to be in the show. All right. There was this other thing about Neymar and Puma and Batman. Some outfit line that they're going to launch with Puma and Batman and Neymar.
What's a Neymar?
Like the soccer player Neymar.
Oh, Neymar. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he was
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. And he spoke. He was there.
He was there, yeah. Like, he had a segment where he talked... He's like, oh, I'm a really big fan of... He's speaking Portuguese, but he was like, I'm a really big fan of Batman, and he's looking forward
to... Does Neymar not know English?
Maybe he doesn't. Well, he was speaking in Portuguese, and he had subtitles. Maybe he doesn't know English.
I assume he... Or maybe he just wanted to speak in Portuguese.
Yeah.
I've got a paid pair of Neymar pants, Neymar Puma pants.
So, is he sponsored by Puma? Like, just Neymar himself?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he was in that Triple X movie, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Did he speak in that?
I can't remember. The movie was too shit. He said it for like 2 seconds.
There's a Batgirl movie coming out, so I think they're still in pre-production for that, but they've casted Batgirl, who is the girl from In the Heights. That's where I saw her.
A movie I haven't seen.
Titans season 3 finale is happening, and then they announced season 4, another show that I don't watch.
I've actually seen season 2, but it was terrible.
Not good?
So I'm probably not going to watch season 3. Well, it wasn't terrible. I just didn't enjoy it. So.
Well, they announced season 4 as well. Harley Quinn season 3, that was announced.
That was a good show.
Have you seen season 2?
I think so. Can't remember. I think I have.
And then this was one thing I was actually kind of looking forward to, and that was Batman Caped Crusader, which is the animated show that's coming up for HBO Max as well. And it's from the same creator as the Batman animated series. And the executive producer is J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves. So that's coming out next year as well. And they talked about how it was like a 40s. It's similar. It's going to be similar aesthetic to Batman animated series, essentially. But a new series, like it's a reboot. Young Justice season 4 now showing, apparently.
Yeah, I can't. Young Justice season 3 is nowhere in Australia. Like, I can't find it anywhere. So I don't know where I could watch it. I do want to watch it, but I don't know where I can.
I thought it was on Netflix at some point in time.
That's season one and two. Season three, cannot find it anywhere.
Okay. We might have to VPN it through HBO Max or something.
I'll steal it off the internet.
Do you know this comic called DMZ? I have no idea what that is, but Ava DuVernay.
DMZ.
DMZ, yeah, or DMZ as we would say it. Ava DuVernay is directing a show on HBO Max. It's got Rosario Dawson and Benjamin Bratt. Not sure what that is, but it's another show. And then we moved into the movies, I guess the big movies that are coming out next year. So there's Shazam, which is later next year. And it wasn't a trailer, it was more like a behind the scenes thing for Shazam Fury of the Gods. And then we moved on to The Batman, which was the last thing. And there was another The Batman trailer, which we'll break down. So I guess the big ones we'll talk about will be Black Adam, Flash, Shazam, and Batman. Did you want to talk about anything else?
The game.
Yeah, we can talk about
it. I didn't watch the Gotham Knights trailer, so we won't talk about that one. But yeah, we can talk about. Yeah, I think that's probably about it.
Yeah, and there was some animated stuff, but I mean, we can.
They announced Wonder Woman 3 as well, didn't they? That would have been in that Wonder Woman panel that you skipped. They did announce it.
Oh, did they? I didn't. Did they announce it? I must have skipped that. Because I skipped the interview. I saw it. It was just an interview with Patty Jenkins and Linda Carter. So I was like, guys, probably just talking about Wonder Woman. So I'll just skip that. But they.
Yeah. Nah, they announced Wonder Woman 3 at the end. Yeah.
But that was it, right? They just announced it. There was nothing else.
That's it, yeah. And they said it's the shot-for-shot remake of Wonder Woman 2.
Wonder Woman 1984, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then they played the movie.
Black Adam. So it's got Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate. It's got Noah Centineo as Atom Smasher.
As the guy from every Netflix movie.
Yeah, as The Perfect Date.
Yeah, he's retaining his character from The Perfect Date.
And then, obviously, this was similar to last year. Like, the whole event was similar to last year where it was, like, basically just a green screen. And you'd see, like, you know, The Rock was standing there and he's, like, announcing stuff. It was obviously pre-produced. Nothing was live. And it was, like, finally edited as well. So even the panels, there were some panels where people were talking, but I'm pretty sure that was, like, edited to what they wanted to say. Not much about Black Adam. They showed a bit of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Pierce Brosnan's like, oh, I did Bond for 10 years, and this is nothing like I've done before. The other guys, I think they introduced Hawkman and Cyclone as the other characters, and then they had a short clip from the movie.
I saw the clip. It's not much, is it? Just people shooting The Rock. He's got a hood on.
Before he announced the trailer, he's like, oh, the hierarchy of power is about to change in the DC universe. So I guess he's hinting that he's, like, stronger than Superman. But, yeah, the trailer doesn't show much. It's just some archaeologists, they find a tomb or something. Do they say Shazam? I think they say Shazam and they unlock Black Adam, like he comes out of the tomb. And then,
okay, I didn't hear them say Shazam, but maybe they do.
They say something along. I can't remember what it was, but basically it unlocks the tomb and then they shoot at him and he catches bullets.
Yeah, he catches one bullet only, though. He's like, oh, what's this? And then he kills guys.
Then he disintegrates one guy. At the end of the trailer, they had the release date. So it's the 29th of July.
Or as they say, July the 29th.
Well, I always get mixed up with their dates.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no 29th month in the year.
Yeah. They had 7/29/22. I'm like, what? Okay. And then I figured it out, obviously. But I was like, yeah, took me a minute. Yeah, that was all about Black Adam. Not much to say. Looks okay.
Nah, there's nothing to say. Like, we've seen very little of it. The Rock's excited by it, though.
Yeah, he said it's his. He's born to play Black Adam, and it's his biggest passion project. So, yeah, and it's directed by.
Well, it's weird because Black Adam's a villain. So I'm like, what is this movie? Like, what is this?
Are those other guys meant to be like the heroes? I guess like Atom Smasher and Hawkman and all of those guys.
Yeah, but then like. Are we rooting for Black Adam or are we rooting for these other guys? Is Black Adam just killed them in the end?
Or is it like, I don't know, is it like a Joker situation where it's all depressing?
But the Joker didn't have Batman in it.
Yeah.
I guess this doesn't have Batman in it as well.
Yeah, it doesn't have Batman. So
okay, it works.
It doesn't have Shazam in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this. I don't know what this movie is. I don't know if they're going to make him a hero, But it doesn't look like it from that scene because he kills those guys. He catches a bullet. The bullet looks really small in his hands. I don't know if they're using small bullets or if they're just using, like, baby guns.
He's in, like, blood. You remember in Suicide Squad how he has, like, small bullets?
That's what Suicide Squad. Bullet that goes inside the other bullet?
Yeah. They're using that bullet. Like, it's directed by the guy who made Jungle Cruise with The Rock this year. So, same director.
Yeah, and I like that movie. So, hopefully this is good as well.
And then they moved on to Aquaman. So, Aquaman, again, they didn't have any... It wasn't a trailer.
They didn't have any footage, did they?
They had behind-the-scenes footage. So, they had...
Okay, I didn't watch that.
They had... They just showed, like, stuff on the sets. And Jason Momoa said some stuff. He said it's about environmental issues. I don't know, like global warming or something. Maybe they like rolled that into the movie. They showed some concept art. They said it's more mature than the first one, but it'll still be fun. That's what James Wan said.
We'll have a backwards man running around killing people. That's the question.
Yeah, he's combined it with Malignant.
Yeah.
And did you know that Aquaman 1 is the biggest DC movie of all time?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Apparently
it is. I thought Wonder Woman was.
No. Apparently it's Aquaman. I think Aquaman made $1.2 billion or something. So it's the biggest DC movie of all time.
What about Batman and Robin?
It should have been.
Yeah.
And it's got Black Manta and it's got Patrick Wilson in it again. Black Manta's actually going to be the main villain in this one, possibly. And then Patrick Wilson's character is not a
Ocean Batman. Master.
Yeah. Well, is he still that? Because he's not really... King anymore.
No, he's still Ocean Master.
Yeah.
He's not releasing the title. He's like Donald Trump.
But I think
it's got political.
I think we might see a situation where his character actually has to help Aquaman or something along those lines.
Okay.
Or he has to investigate supernatural murders.
Yes. With Vera Contra Farmiga. Universe coming in as well.
Yeah. Then they announced this Aquaman miniseries. Don't know if you saw that. It's like an animated.
Yeah, I think they announced that previously. It looks very like comedic, yeah?
It looks very comedic. It looks like SpongeBob SquarePants in terms of the animation.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's got like an older Aquaman.
Yes.
Is it called Aquaman King of Atlantis? Was that what it is?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, and they showed a little clip from it. And Flula Borg, who was in...
Oh, is he Aquaman? Yeah.
He's not Aquaman. Guy. He's like a fish or something. But he was announcing it.
He was
announcing the show. And he was announcing Aquaman stuff as well.
He's the javelin from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's right. And then he announced the Suicide Squad game. They showed a clip from the game or like a trailer from the game.
I did watch that. Looks good. You see all the DC heroes.
So do you play? You play as the Suicide Squad, right? And you fight the Justice League. Is it because the Justice League go bad? It's an injustice type situation.
It looks like it's a Brainiac situation. He's taken over the Justice League, so I'm guessing we're gonna kill the Justice League.
The main characters we saw in this one are King Shark, Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang. Was there anyone else? Deadshot.
Yeah, Deadshot. Yeah.
And there was a funny part at the end of the trailer where they're killing Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, try to kill him. They're trying to get Amanda Waller to kill him.
And then this was followed by King Shark music video, which was a little bit unnecessary. It was just King Shark.
I didn't see that.
From the movie, from the Suicide Squad movie.
And there was
some music video. Look it up. It's not that good.
Okay, fair enough.
Then they had the Suicide Squad team, like the James Gunn and all the actors from Suicide Squad. They just said, thank you for watching Suicide Squad. Ironically, not that many people actually watch Suicide Squad. If you look at the box office, it's like, it's not even the top 10 this year because not many people watched it.
I've had a mix. People that I thought would like it actually didn't like it that much. I think the Starro thing kind of turned people off. People, they're like, this is weird rather than this is cool. So maybe people just didn't like it. Yeah.
That was the part I liked the least in the movie as well, the Starro stuff. But that's only a very small part of the movie. It's like maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it is the climax, so I guess you're left with that taste in your mouth because you eat the movie in the climax, so you taste it.
You get the aftertaste.
Aftertaste, yeah.
But anyway, that was a segue. That was really just a segue onto Peacemaker. So John Cena talked a bit about Peacemaker, and they actually had a panel for Peacemaker where they had some of the other actors in the show and James Gunn as well, and they just talked about all these panels are just rubbish, right? So
they talk bullshit. It's like this podcast.
There was a trailer, actually.
They showed the trailer. Yeah, I watched the trailer.
Yeah, there was a trailer where
the eagle hugs him at the end.
Yeah. So what's the deal with this eagle? Is this a character?
I don't know, but his eagle's a sidekick in the comics, so maybe that's his sidekick.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's got an actual eagle. The only other thing is there's this character called Vigilante, which is the worst name for a character.
Yeah.
And Robert Patrick is in it as his dad, and it's going to be streaming on HBO Max from the 13th of Jan next year. So pretty early in the year.
It looked pretty funny. It looks kind of comedic.
Yeah,
I don't know who the villain's going to be in the end.
They were saying in the panel that it's like a Office meets a superhero situation. So the Office meets superheroes.
I love the Office. So, who's playing Dwight in this one?
I don't know. John Cena?
Who's Jim? Who's Michael Scott? Are they bringing back Steve Carell?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. What I'm imagining is just the Office, and then John Cena's just at one of the desks. dressed as a peacemaker.
We'll have to see how we can watch that because it's HBO Max.
I think HBO Max is coming eventually to Australia.
Is it that soon though? That's like in 2 months.
I don't know when it is, but it's coming eventually. Maybe it'll come on to Binge.
The worst streaming service. Well, HBO Max is meant to be the worst streaming service according to Christopher Nolan, so.
Oh yeah, he hates it. He's not a fan. But I'm keen to see the eagle hug him. I want to know more about this eagle.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right. So after that, there was some TV show stuff, which I skipped over. Superman Lois and all this other stuff. I heard Superman Lois is all right as a TV show, but I haven't watched Supergirl or any of those shows, so no comment there. There was one movie that was in between, which was DC League of Super Pets, which is an animated movie.
Is it The Rock the dog in that?
Yeah, The Rock's a dog in that, and Kevin Hart's another dog.
Oh, yes.
And that's it. So it's a combination with Kevin Hart and The Rock again.
They're reunited, and it feels so good.
Then we had The Flash sneak peek. Ezra Miller was there, and he talked about how they still filming, so I don't really have anything to show, but there was a small sneak peek, he called it. So not much, but it feels more like a Batman movie than a Flash movie. in some parts.
I didn't see the sneak peek. I just saw the picture, which I think was the sneak peek. Just him like standing next to a guy who looks like the Flash? Like another guy who looks like the Flash?
Like actual footage. There was like a mini, I wouldn't call it a trailer, like a mini teaser where there was actually footage. If you want, you can watch it now. But it's like 30 seconds. It's not much, but basically they show a bit of Flash doing his thing. Like he goes to some mansion and then they talk about how he can go forward or backward in time and how he can change time and stuff. And then at the end of the trailer, he's in the Batcave and you see the back of Batman, like he's Cal. And I think Flash says something like, can you help us or something?
And then Batman says, welcome to my podcast. Today we have the Flash.
Yeah, it's Winston Duke, Batman. I think it's meant to be Michael Keaton, Batman. You don't actually see him though, but I'm pretty sure.
But it could be Ben Affleck, Batman as well.
Could be, but actually it could have been any Batcave, but it might have been the 1989 Batman Batcave. And then there's like a little bit at the end of the trailer where I think there's a car that's covered, like it's covered in a cloth, like a covering. And then the Flash, Ezra Miller takes it off, but you don't see what's under it. Like they cut to black before you see what's under it.
He takes it off and there's a naked Batman underneath. He's posing on the car.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Batcave.
Which universe did he end up going to? I think there is another Flash in the movie because next to Ezra Miller, there was two other people. So I'm not sure who they were.
Yeah, that's a photo I saw. There's the guy on the left looks like the Flash. The guy, it's a girl on the right. I think she could be I think she's Supergirl, maybe, the girl on the right.
Yeah, they don't show, much of anything else. And they showed the suit. I guess it's the new suit. It just kind of glows his Flash symbol. So that, I guess in that 20 seconds, they did show a little bit. Looks pretty good. Directed by Andy Muschietti,
Andy Muschietti. Do you know how he gets people to act? Threads them with his machete.
And the ones who miss out are the ones that die.
Yeah, you don't hear about them.
But he directed It 1 and 2.
And one of those is good.
You didn't mind It 2 though, right? I thought it was not great.
I can't remember It 2. I don't remember it being great. I don't remember what I even said about it. So
okay, so after The Flash, they talked a bit about Injustice and the game and the new animated movie that's coming out, and they had a bit of a clip from the movie as well where Superman kills Lois. So what happens is, this is in the sneak peek, but Joker and Harley Quinn have kidnapped Lois, and then they kidnapped her in a submarine, and then Superman finds a submarine and he goes into it, but then there's Scarecrow's fear toxin laced with kryptonite and like affects Superman, like he starts seeing stuff. And he sees Doomsday, and he takes Doomsday into outer space. But then it turns out that it wasn't Doomsday; it was actually Lois.
Fair enough. I can't remember if that's how it happens in the games. All I know is that Superman kills Joker afterwards, and then he goes crazy.
So I think he comes and he must come. They cut it at that point, but he must come and kill Joker after that.
Then it's like a multiversal thing. Well, there's a bit of multiverse stuff where like the good characters mix with all the ones in that universe become bad characters.
Except Batman, right? Doesn't Batman oppose Superman?
Maybe.
That's what happens in comics.
To be honest, I didn't pay attention to the story when I played the game.
Because all the non-super power people, like Batman, Green Arrow and stuff, they form a team. But like Wonder Woman, all them join Superman. And I think Aquaman doesn't join Superman as well. But anyway, that looks pretty good. I like the animated movies from DC, so looks all right. Then they talked about Blue Beetle. There wasn't much. They just introduced the guy, introduced the directors.
Zolo Mariana. I didn't say his last name right, but his first name's definitely Zolo.
They introduced him. They just talked about how they talked a little bit about like how he's a Mexican character. And then if Peter Parker was, it's interesting that they used this example. They said if Peter Parker was Mexican and he got bit by a spider, he wouldn't have been able to hide it from his family because Mexican families are like, I don't know, they're all in your face and stuff. So they talk about that, how I think Blue Beetle, maybe his family knows that he's Blue Beetle.
He's in the Young Justice series. So.
And they also talk about how he has the best superhero costume out of any superhero.
His superhero costume is pretty cool. It's kind of like Iron Man's costume is what I would compare it to. Iron Man's like nanotech costume.
And he has like the kind of like the Iron Spider, right? He's got like the
he has a Iron Spider, yeah, thingos. But he could his suit also, if he wants like blasters on his arms, it'll transform to create blasters on his arms.
So it's like nanotech stuff.
But it's actually from an alien planet. Oh, okay. So it's not so nanotech.
It's alien technology. Yeah. So it's like a Venom type thing happening.
Yep. He talks to the suit. The suit's got a voice.
Oh, okay.
It's like Iron Man, yeah. Kind of.
They didn't say when that was coming out, so and it's a movie, right? But it's not a theatrical movie. I think it's a HBO Max movie.
Yeah, could be. Yep. I'm pretty sure it's a movie though.
I think they just cast it and they haven't started filming or anything, so we'll see when that comes out. There's a Catwoman animated movie that's also coming out next year. There's a Constantine, Green Lantern, and Battle of the Super Sons animated movies all next year too. And then I guess we could talk about Batgirl. There wasn't much. Like, they just introduced the character and that was it. They did say that she's going to have red hair, though, which seemed to be a point that they wanted to get across.
Fair enough.
She's going to have red hair. Shazam. So we can talk about Shazam, Fury of the Gods. So Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu are in it. They're going to be the villains. They're the gods.
Yeah, one of them's Cersei, isn't she? And the other one is some other god.
Possibly. I think Lucy Liu must be Cersei. I'm not sure. Yeah, they did say their characters, but I didn't pay attention to it. But yeah, both of them are.
They are the gods.
And,
yeah.
The best part, did you watch this behind the scenes stuff?
I did watch this. Yes, yeah.
Did you notice that one of our favorite actors was in one of the shots?
One of our favorite actors was in. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Jimon Hunsu. Yeah, he was in this movie.
Yeah. So he's not dead? Or is that a flashback, maybe?
I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah. Did he die in the last one?
I thought he dies. Doesn't he, like, get too old or something and he just dies?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I guess we'll find out. He looks alive in this, so yeah. maybe he's not too old.
Yeah. Or maybe this is one movie where he doesn't die, but maybe he dies again. I don't know. And then they showed a bit of all the other actors. So all the other actors are back again.
Yes, they're all back. They're all ready to go. They had some cool concept art, which looked good.
Creatures that they've designed as well.
Creatures, yeah. And then, they seem like they're going to some weird realms and worlds, so looks like it will be exciting.
How does this obviously would link into Black Adam at some point?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, and it's directed by the same guy who made the first one. David F. Sandberg.
Yeah, David F. Sandberg.
Yeah. Then it was the Wonder Woman 80-year celebration, which I skipped over. Maybe I should have listened to some of it. But the only part I caught at the end was there was a TikTok challenge for Wonder Woman, how you have to spin around and change costume or something.
I've been watching a bit of TikTok recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's strangely addicting.
you end up like just scrolling through it and, you know, it's been like 40 minutes of just scrolling somehow. Like, time flies when you're just scrolling.
If you need time to waste, then get TikTok.
We are still not. Well, we actually have a TikTok channel, but we haven't really posted on there. We will post stuff on there at some stage.
Yeah, I thought I'd never get TikTok. I said I'd never get it, but I caved. But my recommendation to everyone, don't get it. It's not worth it. It will ruin your life.
Well, that's how I was banned in India.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Have you seen the Pennyworth series?
No, and I don't plan to.
Yeah, apparently
Apparently it's all right, though.
They're getting a season 3, apparently, for that.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a season 2, so.
Yeah. So apparently getting a season 3 coming out next year. And then the Batman. So they finished with the Batman, Robert Pattinson's Batman, Matt Reeves' Batman. They had a behind-the-scenes thing where they showed a bit of behind-scenes. Nothing really to note, I guess, from behind the scenes. It was just Batman stuff. Like, it was dark and gritty stuff.
Welcome to my podcast. That was a behind the scenes.
And then they had, like, this little sizzle reel thing where Matt Reeves talked about how it's more grounded and it's more of a year one story, and it's a younger Batman. That was it, really. And then they had the trailer. So I think they talked to Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson for a bit, and they just talked about their shooting and stuff, and that was it. And yeah, and then they had the trailer. So the trailer, again, it didn't show that much. Like, are you excited for this movie?
Yeah, I am actually. I think it will be good. From everything I hear, it sounds like it's going to be different, which I like. If it is just The Dark Knight again, then, or not The Dark Knight, like, or Batman Begins again, I guess, then I'll be disappointed, be very disappointed.
It does look different, but it's still Batman. Like, there's not that much you can do differently with Batman, I guess. So I was just like,
yeah, I think they're gonna go more into the, it's looks like they're gonna go more into the detective kind of pathway though.
Yeah, which is a path that they haven't done, but I don't know, I'm not convinced that it is more of a detective story. It seems like he's just a,
yeah,
he's just an angry,
he's just Batman again,
he's just an angry young man, like, just
with a baseball bat,
out for revenge. Yeah, with a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat. Yeah,
he just seems like he's a very angry Batman, and it's like, it feels like a bit like Nolan, but with the rage of Affleck. So it's like Nolan setting, but Affleck rage. But the villains look good. So the villains are something different. So we saw a bit of Penguin. The cinematography.
You didn't see much of the Riddler.
Yeah, you didn't see much of the Riddler at all. Like, you just see him at the start. He gets arrested by the police. Obviously, you know, if he wants to give up crime, fine. Like, if he wants to give up doing crime, he could become a barista because he's pretty good. Like, did you see that question mark?
Well, my question is, he's sitting at a restaurant and he's got a coffee. So did he go make his own coffee and then put the question mark symbol? Or did he ask the barista specifically? He's like, can I get a question mark? Yeah, does he work there?
Well, there was no one else in the cafe, too many- right? So maybe he's the barista and he's just taking a break and having a coffee, and some reason people come to arrest him. They're like, you can't put question marks in your coffee, man. That's against the law.
No. No questions, only answers.
And you see a little bit of his mask thing that later on, like the way he looks later on. But you see a bit more of the Penguin, and do you see anyone else? You see a lot of Catwoman.
You see Catwoman, yep. You see Alfred.
You see Alfred, Andy Serkis. You see a bit of his...
From what I hear, this movie doesn't have much of the Penguin at all. Apparently, it's like 10 minutes of footage, and they showed like... at least five in this, there's bits of, yeah. So that might be all that we see of the Penguin.
Possibly, yeah. So it's Colin Farrell. He looks very different. Yeah, unrecognizable. There was a couple of good shots. Like, the cinematography looks really good. There was the last shot of the trailer where you see Penguin looking sort of upside down at Batman, and you see him walking towards the camera, and there's fire in the background. That was a nice shot. I like that. And then the
music was very Batman animated series, wasn't it? It was kind of Batman animated series-esque, yeah.
I would say Batman animated series is more like a gothic Batman. It's a certain time period. Like, it's actually slightly more related to the Batman, because it was based off the 1989 Batman movie originally, like the animated series. So it's kind of more related to that. But then they took it in a different direction as well. Like, it was probably,
they took it in a different direction.
So we've had like the gothic Batman in Tim Burton's once, and then we've had the bright and crazy neon flashing lights Batman in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, Joel Schumacher's ones, and then we've had the more grounded Nolan one, and then we had the Zack Snyder one.
They're gonna go this, it just seems like they're trying to get more and more grounded. So this one's going underground. Nolan was grounded. And then Zack Snyder was like even more grounded, and this one's even more grounded. So just going to keep getting more and more grounded.
It looks good, and I am looking forward to it. And Batman's still one of my favorite characters, but I was like, should they have waited a bit longer for this?
Nah, I think it will be good. I think it will be different.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a bit of Batman fatigue because I've seen a lot of Batman.
Look, we've never seen a good Riddler on film. Jim Carrey was something, but... We've at least it's not the Joker again.
Is he in this? It looked like there was some Joker type.
There's like Joker type thugs, but I don't think he's in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they've kind of overdone the Joker now. the other ones they, I guess the villains that they haven't done much of is the Penguin was in Tim Burton's one. Again, a little bit of a weird version of the character. So we'll see what they do in this one. Catwoman, again, it was in Tim Burton's one. Again, a bit of a weird version of the character. So what are the other villains in this? Scarecrow in it?
I don't think so. The main ones that they've announced are Penguin and Riddler.
Yeah, and Catwoman.
But there could be other villains in it, like a cameo that comes up or something. But yeah.
Because I thought it was a long Halloween situation where all the villains would be in it, but looks like it isn't.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going that direction. It could be. Maybe they're keeping some stuff under wraps so that it's a surprise when we see it.
What do you think of the car, the Batmobile?
The car looks...
like a car?
Yeah, it looks like a regular car. Yeah.
It just looks like a car.
It looks like my Subaru with a bat symbol on the front.
Yeah, it looks very much just like a... And I guess it is a younger Batman that's starting up, so maybe he doesn't have like the full...
It's grounded, I guess.
Full high-tech stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I really wanted a completely grounded Batman. I think I've kind of wanted a more fantastical Batman, but still like doing the detective type work rather than going and bashing up thugs, like doing more detective stuff. So we might get more of the detective stuff in this one, but I don't know. It just looks like an angry young man
with a baseball bat.
Anything else on the Batman coming out in March next year? So not too far away now.
We'll see when it comes out, but I'm still hopeful that it's going to be good.
It just looks quite serious and gloomy. Like it's raining a lot as well. It seems like it's raining a lot in Gotham, in this Gotham.
I don't expect it to have any comedy or anything. It's probably going to be pretty serious. So,
well, Matt Reeves, the Planet of the Apes movies that he directed are pretty serious as well.
And look, Batman's a pretty serious character anyway, so I think it's okay to do Batman serious.
But he's surrounded by characters that have a bit of, like Alfred can provide some, I wouldn't say comedy, but he's a little bit of a lighter character. He can be. We'll see what they do with Andy Serkis in this one. I think that's it, right? So they ended with the Batman. I was looking at the chat throughout, so they had the chat throughout the fandom. So like people were, there was a lot of like Marvel's better than DC, DC's better than Marvel talk going on in the chat. But there was a lot of bring back the Snyderverse talk going on. And they didn't mention that at all. So probably not happening, but you never know.
I don't think they should, frankly, because I don't know. Zack Snyder's all right, but there's nothing in those movies that makes me think, oh my God, this is amazing. I wish I saw more of this. It's just like, yeah, that's all right. That's cool. It's like someone else could easily make this better than you can as well.
Well, they're obviously still following this, like the Flash character is from the Snyderverse. Aquaman's from the Snyderverse, so they haven't completely given up on it, I don't think.
But like the whole thing about Zack Snyder being like he's the only one that knows these characters truly, to be honest, he knows them the least compared to some of the other directors. So he just basically copies comic panels to TV, to the movie screen. And some of it's cool and some of it's done pretty well, but someone else could easily do just as good of a job or better, I think.
And he's doing other stuff now anyway. Doesn't he have some like Netflix stuff that he's doing?
Yeah, he's probably doing zombie stuff or whatever.
He's busy doing his own thing anyway. All right. Overall, it was fine. I would have liked a bit more, like a few more trailers. Like really the only main trailer we got was the Batman. The other ones weren't really trailers, so.
Yeah, I think overall when I woke up, it felt like it was less than last year. Like they had more announcements at least last year or more stuff that they went through.
Looks like they're going to do this thing every year and maybe they're going to announce more stuff next year, but we'll see. We'll probably do this as a yearly thing. We're doing San Diego Comic-Con as a yearly thing, but last couple of years it's been absolute trash, San Diego Comic-Con, so.
No one does anything there anymore, so.
And Marvel just does their own announcements. Like they've got their own like Disney, what's it, D32 or whatever that, whatever they have, like that convention, they do all their announcements there now. So San Diego Comic-Con's kind of lost its gloss. Like no one does anything in San Diego Comic-Con anymore. All right, cool. I guess we'll wrap it up there. So if people want to let us know what they thought about DC fandom or any of the trailers and clips, how they go about it.
Yeah, so contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or on all other platforms at cognitiverecalibration.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via many means, but one would be to just give us a review on your podcast service because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. And word of mouth, so if you have any friends that like this sort of content, do let them know. Okay, next week, well, which is actually going to be in a matter of days, we're going to be talking about Only Murders in the Building. So the finale for the season one is set to air in a couple of days, so we'll watch that and we'll probably review it. It'll either come out next week or midweek. We are actually planning to watch Dune next week, but we're in a bit of a situation here where we are actually opening up in Melbourne, so we'll see if we can actually watch it in the cinema. But from what I saw this morning, Dune is not coming out in our cinemas till December, which is, I mean, we could just wait till then, but or we could just watch it on HBO Max. We'll see what we do.
Yes, yeah, we'll see what decision we make. But yeah, we might watch it early. We'll see.
But our drive-ins do open next week, so maybe we could watch Venom or Shang-Chi or something. One of the ones that we missed out on. No Time to Die, maybe. So there's a lot of stuff that we missed out on the last couple of months. So we'll be doing some catch-up episodes in the next month or so. All right. Well, thanks for tuning into this episode. Hope you enjoyed what we had to say about DC fandom. And we'll see you very soon for the next episode.
See you guys in the next one.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.